Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, October 10th, 2006. One Palestinian killed, Yusuf Rafah, in the West Bank, an Aqsa Brigade's fighter was injured near Jenin. The army takes prisoners in the morning invasions to several cities and efforts to form a national unity government between Hamas and Fatah continues. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Undercover units of the Israeli army shot and killed earlier on Tuesday at dawn one of resident of Ashoka village east of Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, Palestinian medical and security sources reported. Soldiers operating in the area fired several rounds of live ammunition at Amin Asufi, 22. Asufi was injured in his chest, abdomen, and back and died instantly, medical sources at Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital in Rafah reported. Meanwhile, an Israeli military source claimed that army reservists opened fire at two armed resistance fighters after spotting them approaching the border fence east of Dahaniya area in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The source claimed that the two were approaching a military camp in the area. In a separate incident, Palestinian fighters fired anti-tank shells at soldiers operating in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. No injuries were reported. The Israeli authorities closed on Tuesday morning the Rafah border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt after opening it on Monday. Rafah crossing, which is the only way in and out of Gaza for Palestinians, was open for Palestinian Muslim pilgrims going to Mecca, Saudi Arabia for Umrah, a pilgrimage made during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday at dawn the village of Abu Daif, west of Jenin in the northern part of the West Bank, shot and injured a fighter of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah. The fighter was apparently shot after he was arrested. Mustafa Awad, 25, one of the leaders of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, had been wanted by Israeli security for many years. Local sources reported that soldiers invaded the village, surrounded a house where Awad was hiding, and arrested him. Eyewitnesses told the Palestine News website that Awad was shot and injured upon arrest. The family of Awad was unable to obtain the extent of his injury because the soldiers abducted him and immediately took him to an unknown destination. In Qabatiya town, also near Jenin, soldiers exchanged fire with fighters of the Salah ad-Din Brigades, the armed wing of the Popular Resistance Committees, and the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, after troops, backed by dozens of vehicles, invaded the town, broke into, and searched several homes. The clashes took place overnight until the early morning hours. An Israeli military source said that soldiers invaded the town to arrest one of the resistance fighters. The army took prisoners in similar invasions to other West Bank cities on Tuesday. The Israeli army took prisoner two residents from the city of Hebron, south of the West Bank. While in the city of Tukaram, in the northern part of the West Bank, the Israeli armed forces invaded on Tuesday morning, searched houses, and took prisoner two residents. Moreover, Israeli forces invaded the West Bank city of Qalqilya on Tuesday at dawn and took prisoner two residents. After an extensive investigation, the Palestinian Center for Human Rights found that the Israeli army intentionally killed two Palestinian civilians at military checkpoints inside the West Bank city of Nablus. The report, released Tuesday, states that within 24 hours, Israeli forces killed two Palestinians and continue to contravene international law. The political deadlock between Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh's efforts to form a national unity government between Hamas and Fatah continues. Hope that the Qatari Foreign Minister Sheikh Hamad bin Jasmin Athani could resolve the stalemate through mediation efforts has dissipated. Athani met with exiled Hamas leader Khaled Mishal in Damascus Monday before meeting with Abbas and Haniyeh in Gaza Monday night to present Qatar's six-point plan, which included forming a government of technocrats and arranging a meeting between Abbas and Mishal. The proposal, which Abbas approved beforehand, addressed larger problems such as the internal crisis between Hamas and Fatah, as well as the international political and economic boycott on the Hamas-led government, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But so far, nothing has been solved. There are two main obstacles preventing the formation of a coalition government. Hamas has repeatedly said it will not recognize Israel's right to exist, and it will not renounce armed resistance. Until Hamas reverses its position, there will be no unity government, and in fact, Abbas may call for early elections. According to the plan, the new government would accept the quartet's conditions, release captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, and Hamas would join PLO institutions in accordance with the 2005 Cairo agreement. Although Athani has left the area, he plans to continue acting as mediator, but no arrangements have been made for his return. Athani's visit comes at a tense time as Hamas and Fatah supporters battle each other in the streets, resulting in the deaths of 15 people and the worst internal fighting in over 10 years. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Benoura.